Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Everyone looking forward to a vaccine, when it can be deployed, and that includes everyone who's heavily invested in the economy and where we go from here. Caleb Silver joining us now. He is the editor-in-chief of Investopedia. Caleb, we're seeing this economic bounce back kind of be put on hold or stopped dead in its tracks because of the COVID resurgence in the U.S. It's putting more and more heat on lawmakers to pass some sort of stimulus, yet there doesn't appear to be any of the urgency we saw even a few months ago.
You're right. But though we may be getting a little bit closer, there have been talks at a much lower dollar amount than were initially discussed. There's Democrats are proposing some $908 billion, while House Republicans have talked about a $550 billion bill. But still, something has to happen soon, because on December 31st, about 13 million people lose those extra unemployment benefits that were part of the CARES Act. We're about to find out in about 25 minutes about weekly initial jobless claims for just the last week. Layoffs continue to surge week after week. And then tomorrow we'll get the November jobs report, which will show job gains, but just not at the level we need for that kind of a recovery. The labor market has been decimated in this pandemic.
Yeah, what are the numbers you're looking at and are maybe most alarmed by over the last few weeks?
Well, I mean, you can't look past the rise in COVID fatalities and COVID cases, number one, because that really is the linchpin to the economy. But we're looking at this drop-off in consumer spending that really happened in October. It picked up again, of course, for Black Friday. But we've seen consumers start to pull back a lot. We've seen that happen. But we're also seeing in the employment market, people that have been unemployed for 6 months or more are not getting rehired. And we're seeing this slowdown in rehiring of temporary layoffs as well. So you have this dual factor of folks that are out of the job market not being able to get back in, and folks that are still getting laid off 9 months into the pandemic, plus that spending. Those don't add up to a good recipe.
And I'd imagine there's concern that, you know, people who are being laid off again as kind of more restrictions are put in place, that much like what we saw in the spring, when we do bounce back, some of those people will not be able to return to a job. It may have come back once, but won't come back again.
Exactly. And you've seen the folks that have been able to work from home and companies that support that type of work environment, they have held up okay. But other folks who have to go into the office, service sector employees, people that drive buses, frontline workers, these people have not been able to work from home. And some of those jobs are going to be compromised, even in a recovery, because we're not going to bounce back and turn the lights on right away. It's going to take time for the economy to gain steam. And when it does, it's going to look a lot different than it did going into 2020.
All right, Caleb, thanks so much for the time. That's Caleb Silver joining us from Investopedia with a look at the economy, and hopefully a bounce back stimulus is badly needed, is the message from economists and Steve Mnuchin, the Treasury Secretary.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.